And as you might imagine here, so much of what is happening with the Flames is being chalked up due to chemistry. We talked to Brian Burke yesterday about weighing the balance between adding someone, and by adding someone, you're keeping someone away from potentially the Sharks or the Golden Knights or whoever it is. But you also flirt with changing the dynamic a little bit. I wonder, because I know they're fighting with it, how aggressive do you think the Flames might be here in the next few weeks?
Well, I think Tree Living is a pretty aggressive guy, but I don't know what more you could do that's more aggressive than the deal he made with Carolina. I think it's my bet that if they do anything, it'll be more of a tinker, left-hand shot D, maybe a depth goalie than anything else. I mean, I could be wrong. It's been known to happen once or twice before, but I don't get the sense that he's looking to do anything major. And, you know, the one thing I do agree is you guys have made a lot of changes to your lineup in 2 years. And at some point in time, you have to let your players kind of get used to each other, gel, and figure it out themselves. I see more likely a depth move. I don't necessarily see anything that you're going to look at and say, okay, we've shaken our group. I think San Jose will look for a center or something that could play high. I think they're one of the teams that's checked in on Derek Brassard. Like I said, I think Vegas could be looking at a Shen or a Stone if he's available. But, you know, they're probably the one that could potentially be looking at the biggest move, although depending on what the Sharks decide to do down the middle, that could change that.
The Stars owner obviously doesn't like his star players. They're in a playoff spot. Are they going to add? Are they going to just subtract? That it's always confusing whenever I think about Dallas. I look at them, I feel like they should be better than they are. Yeah, they never seem to get there. And then you had that, whatever you want to call it, kerfuffle.
Airing.
And then Radulov got benched last night, although he did them a huge favor by saying he deserved it.
Okay.
You look at them and they're not the sum of their parts.
Yeah, they
just aren't. Clearly, because of what happened, where the ownership came out and said what Jim Light said what he did, you know, it's off. And I'm sure everybody in the organization, even if the players didn't like the message or they didn't realize that the president was going to go public like that, I think everybody had to know that something was wrong. And it's kind of continued. They had an initial boost after that, but it's kind of gone away. And, you know, it's a summer. If it doesn't get figured out, you know, I think there's going to be big changes in Dallas. And I think everybody there can kind of feel it. They can kind of see it. They're trying to sell tickets for an outdoor game next year. So there's the added pressure of that. There's a lot on the line with what Dallas does in the last, 35 games of the year. It's a big time for them, and like I said, if they don't make it, I think there's going to be changes.